The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Anyway, the point is everyone gets in their underwear and they're all wearing boxer shorts. He's wearing boxer shorts too, but I can see under his boxer shorts, he has like bicycle shorts on too. And I'm like, this kid's dick is so big. They had to put him in bicycle shorts just to like, because it probably was even more distracting in real life.
Well, maybe,
I'm in love with him.
Maybe it was his balls. Maybe he needed his balls.
Well, that's the tricky thing. Sometimes, yeah, so maybe his dick isn't big. If you have big balls, it pushes everything up and makes it look really big. So maybe the kid had like huge, gigantic balls.
Yeah, he needed them to be.
Do you like huge balls?
I don't love balls, period.
Love them.
Yeah, I don't have a strong preference either way. Like, balls are balls to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I like all kinds, like the little perky, oops, I like the little perky ones, I like the ones that hang low, I like them big, I like them small, I love balls. You ever put them in your mouth?
Not a lot, no.
I love them in my mouth. I can literally have them in my mouth all day.
I hope your mom downloads and listens to this episode.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Do you like huge balls?
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 1971 of the BFO for Thursday the 13th of August 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're heading to go play a little golf. Big Fatty, we love golf, especially when it's nap time. Potters, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, today we're heading up to where are we going? Big Fatty, you're looking at the wrong page. Y'all, we are heading to St. Andrews today. Y'all, it's the birthplace of golf. And we're going to visit the St. Andrews golf course and y'all and have independent free time in St. Andrews to do a little shopping. Big Fatty, we love shopping. And, y'all, then, tonight we're going to see something called the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Big Fatty, we're going to get tattoos tonight. I didn't know anything about it. I'm thinking that my tattoo ought to maybe be a piece of cake. Or maybe so. And, David, that blue jeans guy, filling in for us today. So let's send it back to the U.S. And here's David.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Isn't that how a show starts?
The Who? Chirp,
David the Blue Jeans guy, crickets. It's like, do crickets.
Is that really how it starts?
I don't know. I don't know how a show. It's too early for me to contemplate these things. It is Thursday morning, and you guessed it, ladies and gentlemen. David that Blue Jeans guy couldn't be bothered to show up. Once again, you have Daniel and Joe.
Do you know the origins of that Blue Jeans guy?
I don't.
Like, were there other guys?
And then he was just like, that blue. I don't. And it's because he's been podcasting longer than me. He's, you know, he was around before I was. That's what I want to say. So I don't know his origins. I never went back and heard his origin stories. Now, I don't listen to David's show. And I love David. I think David's a wonderful person and I like David a lot. I am an atheist. I don't believe in invisible sky wizards. So in a lot of his shows about spirituality and stuff. So I have heard his show before, but I am not. What he is selling, I am not buying.
But you know, David, that I'm into spirituality. I'm a follower of this Marianne Williamson.
I know, but if you did your show, if your podcast
was all about Marianne
Williamson, I wouldn't listen to it. And that's all I'm saying is like, because Adam does this to me all the time. He's like going, you have a bunch of Christian friends, but you proclaim to be an atheist. It's like, I get along with everyone. I get along. It's like, you can be a Christian. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about, you know, hardcore biblical religion or whatever, because I'm not trying to convince you to be an atheist. And hopefully you're not trying to convince me to be a Christian. We can coexist, whatever. But if you're going to do a show about it, I'm probably not going to listen. Right. That's all I'm saying.
So why is he now David, that no show guy?
I don't know. Maybe did the rapture happen or something? Maybe he got called to heaven.
Oh, that'd be so great. There'd be so many people I'd be glad are gone.
You know, but here's the thing. I don't know if you tweeted it out or not, because I don't do the tweeters. But what was your name?
Do you really not do Twitter? Because I saw that in the
news
that Google's thinking about buying Twitter.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I have a Twitter account. Twitter has become so noisy now. It's just so
noise.
Yeah.
It's all noise.
It's just like everyone is just, that's all they do. They're all automated. It's just like basically talking to a bunch of automated people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what was your number one burger, by the way? Your number one fast food?
Oh, yeah. Burger. We were talking about that.
It was not In-N-Out. That was your number two, which was a shocking development. Shocking development.
You know, the thing with my number one burger is it's one of these burgers that I'll get it. Sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to get this fucking burger. And I always enjoy it. But I always feel like I wish there was more of it. Not an entire, like, I don't want two. I'll just tell you what it is.
Yes.
The Big Mac.
The Big Mac, Joe Batance.
The Big Mac.
Number one burger.
I wish, I don't want two Big Macs, but I wish I think I could do one and a half. Does that make sense?
I'm going to challenge you to try something.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge you to try something, sure. Joe Batance. Are you a fan of the Wendy's burger?
I'm a fan of the Wendy's burger. Here's the funny thing.
Right
by my parents' house, there is a Wendy's stone's throw away. I never went there.
This is what you do. You go to, especially if you can find, like here, it works out really well because there's a Wendy's and a McDonald's right next to each other. You go to the Wendy's and you get the, just the regular double, the Wendy's double.
Sure.
Get the double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger.
It's just called a double, right? So you just get the double at Wendy's. And that's all. No fries. No. You just get the double. Then you pull out of the Wendy's, you pull into the McDonald's drive-thru, and you get the Big Mac and the fries and your soda or whatever you're going to get. Your value meal, whatever you want to do like that. And then when you get home, you take the McDonald's little like slither of meat things and you give them to your dog or whatever. And then you take the Wendy's burger and you throw away their shitty bun and you put their superior hamburger bun, meat patties, onto the Big Mac. Right, because there's nothing. You get the double plain. You don't get any condiments on it, right? So then you're keeping the secret sauce. You're keeping the lettuce and the onion and the sesame seed bun, but you're replacing the meat. And I think you will be delighted to know that that's probably what it is you're wanting more of. It's just because the Big Mac is really good, but it gets a bit bready because the meat to bread ratio is not too great.
I think you're right. I think I'm going to try that. That nothing is going to help my health more. Than stomping, you know, when I was a kid, my mom worked, and
that's so weird. My mom didn't as a kid,
and we should pack us a lunch, but once in a great while, either maybe she was busy or we forgot it or something happened, and my best friend in grade school was very good friends with his mother was very good friends with my mother, and so she would call her Sandra. And Sandra had six kids, my friend being one of the six kids. Mm-hmm. Every day, Daniel, Sandra would go and buy them lunch and take it to them. So she'd call Sandra and say, could you pick up an extra lunch for Joe or one for my brother?
Right.
Whoever forgot it. This was the greatest day in our life because Sandra not only got fast food for the kids every day, but the six kids, they all like different things. So she'd get the hamburger from, Jack in the Box.
And the fries from
the fries from Wendy's. Yeah. It was like the greatest hits of all fast food in this one bag.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if Wendy's is test marketing this here or whether this is a nationwide thing or not, but they have Baconator fries now.
Oh, which really? Are
the Wendy's fries with a cheese sauce and bacon. Chopped up bacon that they cook there. So it's not the bacon-os or whatever. It's actually bacon mixed in with that cheese sauce. So imagine, if you will, Wendy's fries with an Arby's-like cheese sauce and then really crispy bacon mixed in. It's really good. Anyway, you know what, Joe? Today...
It's time for your top five.
I got a phone call this morning and so I'm having to throw this together whenever. So my top five today, Joe Batance, is the top five Marvel movies.
Top five
Marvel movies. Number three will amaze you. I'll get that in there. So my number five Marvel movie is Iron Man 3. Came out in, 2013, 2014.
Iron Man 3. I've never seen any of the Iron Man.
Now, the reason that Iron Man 3 was, deserves this number five spot here is That movie, over half the movie, and that's an exaggeration, almost half the movie, there is no Iron Man. And so almost half the movie, his suit has, you know, is laying broken somewhere. It's just Tony Stark wrestling with his little inner demons, because he just, previously in the Avengers, he did some stuff. And so this is takes place immediately after that film. And it's just Tony Stark for almost half the film being a really smart, cool dude. And you just totally buy it. You just so totally, it's like Robert Downey Jr. sells that so hard that you're just like, you're just so invested. And it's like, dude, you don't even need the fucking suit. You're just awesome. You're just pure awesome Tony Stark. And so that's,
by the way, this Tony Stark, you know where he lives?
Yes. He lives up on that little circular house that a lot of people like live in.
In Malibu.
Yeah, in Malibu.
Where you will be, you're going to be your own little Tony Stark.
Ooh, am I going to live in the circular house there? Because it wasn't, yes. It was also in, what was that, Charlie's Angels remake? Wasn't that the same house in that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Iron Man or Charlie's Angels.
There you go. So yeah, Iron Man 3, number 5. So I can't ask
number
you.
Number 5.
I can't ask you because have you watched any of the Marvel films?
What's so funny is the Marvel films are up my alley, and I don't know why I have not watched any of them. Because you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. I feel those are the kinds of movies you need to see in a theater, but I would never go see them in a theater because I would be really annoyed by everybody in the theater.
I would say they're not. I enjoy them on my TV. I enjoyed them on my tablets. I enjoy, you know, I own most of these and I watch them multiple times. The nice thing about the Marvel movies, all right, there's definitely a school of thought here, right? Where you have DC does one kind of movies and Marvel does another. But this whole unified MCU, are you familiar with the MCU?
Methodist Christian University?
No, it's the Marvel Comics universe. So what they've done with this MCU is there's just one guy. There's this one guy at Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, he has a really hard to pronounce last name, but he's the guy. He says, no, Mr. Director, you cannot like go put your own shit in here. You have to follow these guidelines because all of these movies tie together. There's a huge meta verse that we are building here. And so the actions that happen in your little film are going to affect other things in the universe. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to have, you know, this guy lose this fight or whatever. It's because that would never happen because we're being very faithful to the comics and to the comic universe. And these things all fit together. So you're free to make your film in some kind of artistic way that you would like, but you're not free to just play willy-nilly with our lore. So
yeah,
that makes it so awesome because these movies are very character-driven. It's like, like I said, Iron Man 3, half the movie, there's no Iron Man. There's no, you know, flying around suits, which is, you know, pretty badass. There's no, you know, just like, it's just Tony Stark being a really smart, cool guy and like a really smart, witty scientist guy. It's just like,
you know where Tony Stark lives?
In Malibu. Yeah, we're back to that. Number 4 on my list, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Seen that.
Yeah, there you go. Number 4 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like that Guardians of the Galaxy.
And all Marvel films are like that. So you know how they're not just throwaway lines. The women that are in these movies are not like, you know, just some bombshell kind of sex object or whatever. They actually have good dialogue. They actually have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I really enjoy Marvel. I think you really should watch some of the Marvel movies. But
I like superhero movies. I like watching popcorn movies. I'm a big fan of them. I just don't know why. I think I'm, you know what the other thing is too? I think when it happens is I just think, I never watched the event. I never read the Avengers, but I learned with Guardians of the Galaxy, you don't have to have read the comic books.
Not at all. Anyway, Guardians.
I didn't read Archie and the Jughead or whatever his name is. Am I going to get lost in the Archie universe? Am I going to be like, oh, who's this Betty and who's Veronica? Am I going to be super confused?
Probably. No, but not in the Marvel. No, these movies are designed to bring you through, and especially if you watch them in order. They all lead into each other. So you know what I just found out? What did you just find out?
I found out that this Samuel L. Jackson's in a lot of these Marvel movies.
Yes, he is. He's Nick Fury. He's the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. Anyway, so let's go. And it also ties into the S.H.I.E.L.D. television show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Does Samuel L. Jackson show up on the television show?
He does, occasionally. Not often, but yeah, he's been in there a few times. All right, so number 3 on my list is The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Not The Avengers 2, which was really a very weak movie, but The Avengers, the original Avengers, the first time that we get all of the Avengers together. That is an amazing movie. And surprisingly, it pretty much is a Captain America movie, really, if you think about it. It's like Captain America is the head of the
Captain
Avengers.
America is sort of the guy in the Avengers.
He is.
Now, who are the Avengers?
Well, so we have a slight difference between now, modern day, and the comic book. So in the comic book, the original Avengers were Ant-Man, the Wasp, which is his wife.
He's always needling him?
Iron Man.
Hey, take out the trash.
You know what? These things were written in the 50s, and it is really misogynistic. It's just like, I'll sew the uniforms for you. And it's just like, yeah. So her big claim to fame, right, is that she like helped Iron Man redesign his costume with better colors because he was like this big orange, the big brass costume or whatever. Iron Man was an original Avenger. So, all right, so we have Ant-Man, the Wasp, Iron Man, Hulk, and Thor were the original Avengers. However, Hulk, they were all really scared of. And so Hulk ran away. And so the first thing the Avengers were doing.
Away.
Yeah. Cause he was like, I don't want to join your little team. They're like, no, we have to, because you're too powerful and we have to control you. And he was like, Hulk smash. And so it was like the entire first, edition of the comics is them chasing after the Hulk. Anyway, the modern day Avengers, by the way, Captain America came in issue 2 of, the Avengers. But the modern day incarnation of the Avengers is Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and
the guy from MASH?
Black Widow. Yes, Alan Alda comes back.
Alan Alda's playing hilarious pranks on people?
Yes. He's making gin.
He and BJ Honeycutt? Still.
Yeah, exactly.
And getting with the ladies, all the nurses in there.
All of the bad guys are all like Charles Nelson. Charles Winchester III. Yes.
Yeah. And doing like Groucho Marx impressions. And
Yes, you got it. It's absolutely amazing. There you go.
Wow, I must say, it sounds like a great movie.
It is, and I don't know why you haven't watched it. Anyway, number 3 is The Avengers on my list. Number 2 on my list. We are running out of time. God, how does he do this? Is it so
short?
How
much time do we have left?
We only have like a minute and 30 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
The number 2 on my list is the original Iron Man. The original Iron Man, which was just an amazing movie. I watched that movie at least once every 2 or 3 months. That's a lot.
That's the one with Tony Stark?
That's a lot. Yeah, that's Iron Man.
You know where he lives, right?
He lives in Malibu.
That's where you're going to be in November.
That's where I'm going to be in November, is in Malibu with Iron Man. Can we meet Iron Man while we're there?
Well, you know, it's so funny. If you knew Malibu, I have a very good joke about that. But
here's the thing, Joe Patan. You know that one of my favorite, I don't know, maybe you don't know this, but one of my favorite cartoon characters of all times was Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb. And for my birthday 3 years ago, my dear friend, Auntie Vera Charles, sent me an autographed picture of the guy that does the voice for Perry the Platypus. Now, Perry doesn't speak. Yeah. He just does a growl. But the guy's name that does it is D something. He's on morning radio out in L.A., but he's the big voice guy out there. So I actually got a signed autograph from him, from Agent P, happy birthday, Daniel, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to tell you something.
I love Robert Downey Jr. So if there's some way, Joe Patan said, while I'm out there, that you could actually, like, if I could just, I don't have to shake his hand or anything. If you could just like put me adjacent to him just so I could see him and I could go, oh my God.
Daniel, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes, what?
You know, Chris's office in Venice, and one of the restaurants we're going to go to, Jelena, is on that street.
Yes.
His office is across the street.
Wow. Or
diagonally from Robert Downey Jr. Donnie Jr.
Shit. We have five seconds, Joe Patan. All right. We're getting the dirty look over there. Who's coming up tomorrow? I've already forgotten who's supposed to do
Dr. Friday. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. I'm sure he will be up at 4:45 in the morning, live on the stream tomorrow morning, Friday. Happy Thursday, everyone. And thank you for putting up with us. Bye.
Being ready, that's 2 days we've had testicle difficulties, I know, and I don't know what's going on. Y'all, a special anniversarium congratulations to the old gal and Myron on their anniversarium, and y'all, another special thanks for Daniel Biba and Joe Batance filling in for the missing David That Blue Jeans guy, and Joe Batance, what question do you think Big Fatty's been asking everybody in Scotland?
Do you like huge balls?
Oh, Big Fatty, he must have a secret microphone on ya.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.